The story of Jesus is tragic, not just because of the crucifixion, which had the wonderful result of resurrection and the promise of life, but the tragedy is that Jesus came into this world, which he had created, and the world did not receive him. Most people who hear will not receive Jesus as their own. They will not find salvation. They will stay in the condemnation of sin. I wish it was otherwise. God said he is not willing that any person should perish, but he gives us the choice to respond to the universal call of Jesus. And some will, and some won't. If you have received the Spirit of Jesus, if you have repented and confessed your sins, and confessed Jesus Christ as the Son of God and your Lord and Savior, and received His Spirit, you are truly blessed. Thank God. Rejoice in that. For we are the ones who have hope. There is no hope offered by anyone else in this world. This is what John said. In the Gospel of John, the first chapter, beginning with the first verse, hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You see, when we receive Jesus, we receive authority to become his children by adoption. And we become a family and come under the protection of God and the inheritance that's due the sons and daughters of God. So rejoice, for you are the son, the daughter of God, if you have received Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this scripture that reassures me, that helps me, Lord, to know that I have hope beyond this life, that I have an inheritance in heaven, that I belong to you, to your family, in Jesus Christ, for I've received Jesus. I thank you, O Lord, and I'm looking forward to the future with confidence. I know that someday I must die. I must pass from this life. But Jesus, you have said, those who believe in you, even though they die, yet will they live. I am clinging to that promise, Lord, and believing it. And I pray in Jesus' name, amen.